If you like fat guys talking about general interest topics, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
No.
Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Here we are.
Here we are.
We're down on the barn.
We're down on a barn. Kendall, do you love to go down on a barn?
I said we're down on the farm.
Oh.
But
that sounds bad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're at the farm. I enjoy being at the farm.
I love it. The smells, the sights, the sounds, the breezes that blow.
Really just brings you back to the earth and nature with all this shit everywhere.
Oh, it's very, yeah. It brings you back to earth and nature, which I love. And so we're here. We're on the ride tour. We've stopped. This is a friend of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Mm-hmm. She's got this big, you know, dairy and rye farm.
Her friend BB.
And so here at the Bubo Farms, we've stopped. Our booth is set out here right outside the... Oh, these cows are so happy.
I wish you could see the view here. It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
The just rye fields that just continue on through and all these dairy cows everywhere.
Have you ever seen dairy cows romp and run and play?
No.
Like these?
I have not. You know, they used to do those commercials for happy cows. Like,
yeah.
These are the happy cows.
These are them. We found them.
So, look out, cows. We're here now. You thought you were happy before.
You thought you were happy.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Isn't it wonderful here?
Oh, what a beautiful farm.
Yes, dear, and we are so lucky that we get to stay here.
Oh,
I know it's
yes.
Under the dire circumstances, dear, and I know you're very angry about it, Kendall, but it's wonderful that we're here.
Well, I've been trying to get him to cool off about the
whole
thing.
You would be so proud of me, Mrs. Potter Butterchild. I was just talking about how wonderful and happy it was here, and I enjoy myself.
I don't even know. That didn't even sound true.
I was just saying that. Dear, I'm sure you were. Anyway, it's a terrible circumstance that we have to be here with Charles.
Oh, Sugarlump, should Charles be over there sleeping in the horse trough?
Charles, get up now, dear. I've not told you 12 times. Get over here, dear, right now.
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh, Charles.
This booth kind of small in here.
Yeah, we know.
Whoa.
I know someone that could leave. Dear,
you,
please,
Kendall,
dear.
We could all afford to lose a few.
Thanks.
Be generous here.
Look, dear, I have a very important thing for you to do. Now, it's terrible what you've done, and you have to be listening to me, dear, and stay with me and ask me if you've finished one task, you must ask me for another one.
Now, what is going on? Why? Charles has been reprimanded into your custody?
Yeah, Charles is under, like, her care, the judge says, because of this.
It's all bogus, man.
Charles is not bogus. You have pissed in everything, in every state, in every country we've been in.
Oh, my God.
Now, dear, just settle down, dear. Yes.
Please don't say the P word.
Charles does have a problem with public urination, dear, but this time, you've gone too far.
Yeah, good Lord made buckets for us to all go in, you know?
It was a dairy bucket from this very farm where cows, you pour the milk in that you take out to the market.
Oh, market milk bucket.
Yes,
Charles.
Peed in it.
It's nature.
Dear, anyway, you've done it too many times now, and the judge has reprimanded him to my care.
So what are you doing?
He must be working for me, dear.
Rehabilitated him
or
something?
Yes, he's sentenced to 7 days on this farm to work on anything I tell him he needs to work on.
Oh, man.
Are you sure you've got the right person for that?
Oh.
Dear,
Kendall's handy.
Dear, no, dear. Charles must do this to learn from it. Go over there and clean out the gutters, dear, right away.
Oh, the gutters. Oh, my. I don't know what a gutter is, man.
Oh, you know what a gutter is. Just don't pee in it.
All right, well, why don't y'all go point him towards
the
gutters?
Come along, dear. I'll show you exactly where it is. You know very well what a gutter is.
I don't see one.
Kendall, when...
He's probably peed in this booth this morning.
Why do you think he would not?
It's his morning ritual, after all. Oh, why do we keep him around? Cliff, speaking of salt in a wound, we're talking about salt today.
He's got a very long-term contract, longer than ours.
Yeah, I know.
He's our contractor.
How did Mr. Snodbot mess that up?
Kendall, I don't know. Don't blame everybody else for the problems of the world. You're just taking your rage out on all of us.
Sorry, I was happy before he walked in. But I'm happy again. We're on the farm. Let's go.
All right, yeah. Look at those ducks over there. Get a grip.
They're quacking, 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 they're quacking.
Kendall. Salts.
Salt.
When they say salt of the earth people, did they mean us?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. What do you define as salt of the earth people?
I don't know.
What do you think they define as?
Fat.
Oh, then yes, that's us.
Yeah. People loaded with sodium.
Cliff, every cell in your body contains salt. You know that, don't you? So it's not like we shouldn't have it. But we should just, you know, do it in moderation like anything else. Like everything else we have problems with.
Everything else. Don't we have problems with everything?
Everything. 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 Everything.
Everything.
Everything.
I do.
I'm getting negative again.
No, Kendall, the term kosher salt comes from its use in making meats kosher by removing surface blood, not from its being made in accordance with the guidelines for kosher foods, as nearly all salt is kosher. Stupid.
I don't like kosher pickles.
Surface blood?
No, I don't like surface blood, but I don't like kosher pickles either. They're too salty.
Oh, Kendall, please don't say anything else anti-Semitic on this episode.
I just said the pickles. Cliff, in old Japanese theaters, you know, salt was sprinkled on the stage before each performance to prevent evil spirits from haunting or casting spells on the actors. I think we should sprinkle some salt wherever we go.
I think that sounds like a ploy from the salt makers of the East.
Stop it, Mortons.
Kendall, salt was so important throughout human history that the word salary derives from the Latin word salarium, referring to money given to soldiers so that they could buy salt.
Well,
so
paid in salt.
So if you walk in one day and somebody just gives you a big bag full of salt instead of a paycheck.
That's what Mr. Snowman gives me every week anyway.
He's just getting back to the roots of where
it
all started.
Don't use it all in one place.
He's just being old fashioned.
Cliff, yeah, it was used in Ethiopia as standard of currency for a long time. It's still worth taking a pack of Malden for emergencies. A little pack of Malden salt.
What?
Malden salt.
Malden salt?
Yeah.
The hell's that?
It's a brand.
A brand?
Yeah.
Never heard.
Yeah.
Never heard. Yeah. Never heard. Kendall, in 1980, a Texaco oil rig drilled into the top of a salt mine underneath...
Jackpot!
Yeah, Louisiana, causing the lake to drain into the sinkhole.
Oh my gosh.
And causing some salty oil.
Ooh, well, not so great.
No, that sounds like a salad.
Salty oil?
Yeah. Kendall, keep this in mind for the future. Ancient Chinese nobility killed themselves by eating a pound of salt.
Oh, they just got too wealthy. They just ingested it all. Cliff, I've got good news for you.
I just realized the only way I could afford to kill myself. Sorry. What?
Death by salt.
Well, he ate a pound of salt.
That sounds a horrible way to go.
He's gone now.
I said, I've got good news for us.
It's
a little good news that we have. In 2010, Taco Bell secretly reduced the sodium content in its food by 23% at 150 of its restaurants. Without telling anyone, they replaced the salt with other spices and ingredients. Isn't that good news?
What? Tricky bitches.
I know, tricky bitches Taco Bell. That's the Illuminati commercial they're talking about.
Oh, the Bell Illuminati?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you just hate everything?
I do.
Everything.
I hate everything.
Tell me something that's not worth hating. I can't.
Sorry, I don't have any notes for that.
No. Oh, boy. Oh, did you see Charles the contractor? He dropped a bucket of gutter muck on Mrs. Butter Butter Butter, sir.
Look at this, dear. I'm covered in muck.
It's all over your daisy sweater, sugar lump.
Oh, why don't you go into the house and have Bibi help you clean up?
Bibi Booba, why don't you just go and she can... I'm surprised it washed
dear,
it, right?
She's such an old friend. It's improper etiquette to walk into a house like this, dear. I can't. I mustn't. I must find a hose, dear.
Oh, no.
Clean off,
you can't
first.
Walk into a house covered with gutter muck.
It's improper etiquette, dear. No one would do that.
Oh, no.
Oh,
well, let's see if Charles the contractor can go find the hose.
Oh, dear. He's inside in muck, dear. Get out of the house.
Okay, I'll find the hose.
Oh, my God. Is this farm even going to be left in 7 days?
Oh, who knows? Kendall, it's just a terrible time to be alive, but it's nothing compared to the mid to late 1800s.
Oh, what happened then?
Did you know there was just this big impassable hedge that was built by the British to stop salt smugglers?
Salt smugglers.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't get around this hedge.
That sounds like a good episode for a crime novel.
Salt smugglers. And the
horse smugglers.
Unbeatable hedge.
Cliff, did you know? Did you know?
I'm sorry.
Kendall, speaking of Turkish weddings, did you know it's a custom for the bride to spike the groom's coffee with salt before the wedding? Oh. And if he drinks it without mentioning it, he's a keeper.
I wouldn't be a keeper. I'd be like, why does this coffee taste so salty?
I was going to say, Susan could have avoided all of this.
Now, she put a little sugar in there.
Oh, honey.
Cliff, did you know, you've seen like Himalayan rock salts that sit on desks.
What do they do?
Well, they're supposed to dry out.
Should I be having myself surrounded by that?
I think we should both be living in a room made of Himalayan salt. It's supposed to pull out like bad energy and negative energy out of the air and away from you. So that's why like a lot of people that have even worked with me before like have the rock salt sitting on their desk. Like they're like, oh, I need this bad energy away. There's a whole hotel in Bolivia made almost entirely of this salt, complete with salt beds and salt chairs. I think we need to make a trip on this ride tour to go to this salt place.
I would go, but I want to also ask, do you ever just sit back and marvel at how stupid people are? And how everything that we're like, oh, this, we've got to do this. It's just all total made up bullshit.
Yes.
All of it.
Yeah. Everything's made up bullshit.
I got to have this big lump of salt sitting on my desk to get rid of these negative feelings. Yeah, this is real.
Life's a big made up piece of bullshit.
Of course it is.
I think whenever somebody has one of those, I'm just like, well, you know, I guess if this person that you hate walked in and you threw it at it and killed them with it, that would eliminate the negative energy, so... Hey, sometimes it works.
What a world.
What a world.
Kendall, of course, reveals his inner Norman Bates.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Kendall, when they said... why don't we do it in the road? I think they were talking about the segment called Get Happy.
Why don't you just get happy?
Come on. Get happy. Get
happy. Forget those negative energy troubles.
Yeah. Come on, get happy.
Get happy.
You know you can get happy, Cliff?
How?
I just want to promise me this right away that you,
promise
this will happen.
Promise me.
Promise me that you won't die without any scars.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to get hurt. If you're not living like that, then you're not living. Don't be afraid to get those scars.
Get happy.
Don't be afraid. Give us another one. Kendall, I still want to be happy.
All right. Why don't you learn something from everybody you meet?
What?
Yep. Even.
Get happy.
Even if that lesson might be not to be a dick like that person's being, you learn something from everybody, and then it makes you happy.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness, dear Charles. He's out of control, dear. He's walked through the entire house. He's broken three of the landing stairs, dear. It's terrible.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a showering of splinters everywhere.
Oh my.
Well, don't
let him in the house. That's the first mistake. Where's he now?
Anybody know where this big teacup goes?
Charles, I just sent you back to the shed to clean out the stables, dear.
I was just going in for a little cup of tea before one of them big donut things.
Charles, if you go in the house one more time, I must...
What are you going to do?
I must call the authorities, dear. I must call them. I cannot put up with you not listening to me, dear.
Hey, I'm listening. You would tell me where you want me to go,
dear. Go to the stables and clean out the muck, dear. Please, right away.
Hey, I'm good at mucking them stables, man. Usually I'm putting the muck in there, but this time I'm going to get it out.
Okay, right away, dear. Go ahead now, dear.
All right. Hey,
let them... This is a disaster.
This is terrible. This is so stressful on all of us, Bo.
Dear, maybe I should just go ahead and call the judge and tell him to come get Charles.
No,
I can't afford the legal fees.
Well, that's true. Kendall will have to... extra fine if that has to happen.
All right, come on, Mr. Snotbottom. If we must keep him working, we will. We'll do what we can.
Oh, Sugar Lump, whatever are you going to do?
I'm calling a handyman to fix the problems.
Oh, no.
I thought Charles was the handyman.
Oh, what a horrible nightmare.
Okay, Cliff, did you have any more tips of being happy?
Being happy, Kendall, of course I do. Kendall, why don't you just let those judgments go? People,
I wish we could have let the judgments
go. These days, Kendall, don't you find that they're so eager to tell you their stupid opinion on whatever dumbass shit is going on, or has happened, or they saw, or read, or something. Nobody cares. And it's not even that nobody cares, and you shouldn't do it because nobody cares, because the same could be applied to our show. Nobody cares, Cliff, why you do this show. And we're not going to stop just because nobody cares. But
we do this for us, because we know.
Yeah, but people, oh my God. You don't have to. Don't you find it taxing? Taxing.
Of course,
You're off course.
I'm off course. I'm way off course.
Kendall, oh my God, that horse over there just shit into Mrs. Potter Butter Churn's purse.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Dear, please, I don't know what to do, dear. That had all my extra provisions in it, dear, for when something went wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sugarlum. You know, I thought it was a coat rack, but it turned out to be the horse's tail. Oh, my.
Dear, it's not your fault. I still blame Charles. He's the one that scared the horse.
Oh, now, why is Charles the contractor? What's he doing over there? Was he sawing the legs off that table?
What? Dear, no, I said not the legs of the table, dear. I said saw off the legs of the... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Well, that sounds easy to misinterpret. For his slight benefit there.
No, I still blame him.
I still blame Kendall. Let's just take a moment of silence. Let's take a moment of love and of peace to just be here in the booth. And look at that bird over there just lit. Right onto that bowel attack that Mr. Snodgrass
had. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Okay, now I gotta take a break.
There's so much bowel attacks going on around here.
I'm glad I wore boots.
We gotta take a break and assess the damage.
You know what I always say? To belch is human. To forgive, divine. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
The shape of bugles? A dazzling sight. But the taste of bugles? Lip-smacking delight. Bugles. It's the taste that's a blast.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Welcome back. Kendall, what is your favorite salt memory?
You didn't think I had one, did you?
I did. That's why I asked.
I remember...
Took one look at your face. I said, this is the guy who's got a salt memory.
Well, at the time, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Why is she doing this? But now it's my favorite salt memory. When I took my mother and I went to Las Palmas, Mexican restaurant back in Nashville, where my mother lived, and she was getting these chips and they were so salty, like just salt was like sticking in my hand. They were everywhere. Uh-huh. And she was like putting salt on each chip. And I was like, what are you doing? And she said, they're just not salty enough for me. Basically, when your grandmother says, it's not sugary enough for me, or it's not sweet enough for me. She was just dumping salt on every chip. So every time I see tortillas now, I think of her just like salting each chip.
Salt it up.
Salt it up.
Salt it up.
What's your favorite salt memory?
Oh, probably the first time I ever saw Salt and Pepper at the Oscars for the under 30 set. Or as I like to call them, the Video Music Awards.
I think I like to call it the past.
The past. Oh, don't you love the past?
I wish we were tripping.
Don't go down that road, Kendall.
It's a long road, sad road.
He ain't heavy. He's my bro host.
Well, he is heavy and he's your bro host.
He is obese. And he's my bro host. I changed it for you.
Well, I love that.
The update.
And it's correct.
The update.
I was looking at your cup that you have there, Cliff. You have a Walt Disney cup that says the happiest place on earth. And
right.
That was just thinking of making me happy.
Oh, okay.
Even here on the farm.
Here on the farm, it's a beautiful farm. Now, I did see a goose chase after Crock-Pot a few minutes ago.
And then she fell in love with him.
She fell in love.
No, I'm kidding. No. Sorry. It's just a little joke.
You, Kendall, don't. How can you just pick apart everybody? Oh. So.
I'm just going from host to roasted.
From host to roasted.
No, I have enjoyed. It makes me want to like paint a painting, like Bob Ross painting.
Yeah. Ooh, or maybe we just order something to eat and watch the Bob Ross
That's
episode.
A better idea. We'd be all at work at the paint out.
Uh-huh. We could watch Bob Ross episode.
Oh, let's watch Bob Ross.
All right, Kendall.
And order a pizza.
Salt. Now, what I like about salt the most is that it melts the ice. Now, but don't you think, don't you like putting it on ice and watching it melt?
I don't know if I've put it on ice and watched it melt. What
have
do you mean?
You
just like you just pour salt on a block
of
ice? No,
like the salt that they put on the road.
No. I mean, I
isn't that the same?
Yes, yeah, but I mean, I salt the driveway with ice, but I don't like watch it melt. I'm happy that it melts it so I can get out, but I don't like watch it melt.
So it could I just take like table salt and put it on the ice?
Oh, I don't know. I just had that same thought.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll have to do an experiment later.
Got to get a scientist.
Call Dr. Blathers. Dr. Blathers, right away.
Call him.
He's close enough. So yeah, let's get some salt and desalt the.
Have you ever tried to get the ice off of like your tire and you go and you pour a bunch of hot water on it?
Like after the winter?
Like when it's frozen.
And then it just freezes.
Yeah, it freezes back.
It's like, well, that just defies the whole purpose.
Oh, yes.
Cliff, I think it's time to have some hot subjects.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to put it off.
I know, because we've just been so happy.
The farm is so beautiful and bucolic here, and I just can't. We got to do hot subjects.
Do you think we could get them away from Charles for a moment? Do you think it'll be okay, left alone?
Well, here they come. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh, my.
Look, Charles finally sat down and took a nap, dear. Thank heavens, dear, so I can't ruin anything else for the moment.
Oh, no.
Well, perfect timing, man. We were just talking about doing hot subjects.
Oh.
My goodness, dear, I don't know if I can take that.
Oh,
right,
nothing too controversial.
No.
Oh, I don't think my bowels can take it, boys.
We're down on the farm. It's going to be a nice, calm, hot subject.
Oh, sugar lump, maybe we should just not do this today.
Oh, I don't know. Aren't we supposed to continue with the etiquette, dear, that this is set to do, dear? We've agreed to do it.
Oh, my. You're right about that. Oh, boys, it seems you've got us.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, well, listen, this is going to be fun.
Yeah,
we're just
gonna
here
have a great time.
At a beautiful whatever.
So
and so, yeah, now I've got a hot subject.
All right.
I hope that we're ready for it. Are we ready for it?
I'm ready.
This one is kind of
hot.
I don't
think we're ever ready, but let's go.
It's a little hot. Gonna
a little hot, a little toasty.
A little hot, a little toasty. Now, Kendall and Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter. Butter churn.
Yes.
Two species of marsupials whose males die after marathon sex sessions have been put on Australia's endangered list. Can you believe this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't want to hear about any kind of animal intercourse.
Dear, this is just way too hot for the show, dude.
You know, I think animals should have privacy curtains, even in the wild.
Well, I think you're both missing the point. They're talking about stopping this, so they're separating. This is like censorship here.
Well, the black-tailed dusky Antigonus and the silver-headed Antigonus are known for their suicidal mating habits. Now, Kendall, get this.
What a way to go.
This sounds like you. Sex sessions lasting up to 14 hours are contributing to the challenges the species face.
14 hours.
Yeah, they are very frantic, and they try to get from one mate to another, and the mating itself can last hours. Can you imagine if you walked out, you saw this animal mating, and they'd already been doing it for 13 hours before you even got there?
I can't imagine eating pizza for 14 hours, much less having sex for 14
hours. You wake up, and these same animals, marsupials, are having sex that started the night before.
Go to sleep!
Kendall, the males go from absolutely prime health to failing to pieces.
Oh,
I'm tuning it out, dear. Now, the exhausting marathon sessions see the animals attempt to hang on to so many female mates and rivals that they end up producing lethal levels of testosterone. And they're honestly like the walking dead toward the end, said one doctor.
Oh my God.
Yes, and females have a lifespan of about 2 years, with about half only ever breeding once, giving birth to 6 to 14, and the males usually die before their first birthday.
Oh my God.
These animals are in danger because they can't stop banging.
They're like, we know it's bad, we just can't stop.
Oh, please, nothing more. Oh no.
I've got a hot subject for you, we gotta move on. It was too hot.
I hope this one is more family friendly.
Oh, yes, please, dear. It's very friendly. There's no mention of any kind of lovemaking. The soon-to-launch millennial-targeted Crayola beauty makeup range is set to be available exclusively through online fashion and beauty retailers. They've taken all the Crayola colors from that you remember as childhood, and they've put them onto your face.
Yellow, red,
my goodness, dear.
Blue.
As we know, the colors of Crayola, dear, they're just too bright and vibrant for makeup.
Oh, the colors of the rainbow. They're so pretty in the sky, dear.
Oh, wonderful song. Fina, we should be talking about wonderful songs like that, dear.
What song are you speaking of?
Now, what are you... So you're telling me that they're putting crayons on the face now?
Well, all the...
That's
all
where
the,
humanity
that's
has
where
gone.
We've gone. They're like, well, we've kind of run out of ideas. Let's go back to the drawing board. And on the drawing board, they had crayons sitting on it. And they were like, there's the fashion of today.
Just paint our face with a damn crayon.
Remember, dear, when we used... Beautiful rouges, dear. I still have a lot of those, dear. I've kept those samples over the years.
That rouge you're wearing today, oh, it sets off your eyes, sugar lump.
Oh, Daffodil, stop it, dear. Not in the air.
All right, well, I've got another one.
All right. They're
now,
hot.
Now, quite unlike the monsters they're portrayed as, sharks are actually sophisticated creatures, everybody. And they love, you know what? Jazz music. Yes.
Who doesn't love jazz?
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Who doesn't love jazz music?
Well, I don't know. Sharks sure do. Researchers trained a baby Port Jackson shark to associate music with a reward as part of a study published in the Animal Cognition Journal. And they found that the sharks learned to go to a feeding station far better when jazz music played, more so than other kinds of music. Can you believe this? These jazz-loving sharks.
Oh, don't you love a good jazz song, dear? It's wonderful. The time you can do a nice little dance, too.
Oh, I love to see you do the 23 skidoo. Oh, my.
I think that music they were playing was like the doo-doo-doo-doo, but it was a jazzy version of it.
No. Now, can you imagine if these...
I can't believe sharks love jazz.
These sharks, if you know, you can just imagine a shark saying something like, all the younger sharks today don't love the jazz music the way the old sharks do. You got them skipping and a bopping, and they're hipping and hopping, and a little ziggity ziggity, and I got the shark fin, but they don't have the jazz.
Like the hippity hop music.
Yeah, so can you imagine next time you see a shark, just play it some Kenny G?
What a kindred soul.
That's what they ought to do. We could have got out all those stupid Jaws movies if they just blasted some Kenny G.
If Kenny G was like the Pied Piper leading them out.
Oh, I love that saxophone.
Oh, there's a wonderful instrument.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, that. Right.
Well, do you have anything else hot?
Well, there is this this new trend
that
I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, no.
Of anti-distraction cell phones.
Oh.
They're basically just going back to basics and making cell phones that just call and text.
Ooh, what will they think of next?
I know, it's called the Moto Zen.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I think it's that's the kind of phone you need, dear. You have so much trouble just dialing the phone number.
Oh, you know who needs that phone? Kendall Boy. He's always looking on his and dialing up things. Oh, my.
Well, I'm very busy.
He's a busy man.
Who's going to order the pizza?
Who's going to do it?
Dude, that's...
That's a wonderful device. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, I think that's a blessing from the Lord.
Lord sent.
Oh, my God. Now, why is Charles the contractor? What's
oh,
he over
dear, he's up again. What's
he was eating the oats out of that horse's...
dear, that is sanitary oats feeds, dear. Do not put your hands in there.
Oh,
we're going to have to disinfect the whole bottom,
dear.
That
is so embarrassing, seeing Charles eat horse food.
Here comes Bibi, dear. We better talk to her. Bibi, I'm so sorry.
Now I'm having a bowel attack.
My goodness, Bibi, I'm so sorry. Please excuse us, dear.
I just had a bowel attack into this dairy bucket.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, here come the cops.
No, I don't... How did this go wrong?
Oh, my God.
So wrong.
How did things go so wrong? Charles is involved.
Oh, Kendall.
Okay.
Do you ever stop to think about everything that Charles is involved in? You're involved in, too.
Yes.
You have thought about that.
Uh-huh. And I wish I wasn't involved in it.
What role do I play? You usually pay for the legal fee.
I know. I'm the person in the background yelling, stop him. And you're like, no, he's fine.
Kendall,
he's great. Let's keep him around.
Spread love.
Spreading it.
Kendall, and that's something else you should know.
Oh, it's time for things you should know.
Spread love.
Spread it.
God's sake,
I'm trying. It's just Charles.
Kendall, here's something that you should know. Are you ready
for this?
What brand of peanut butter, after being packed in kid-friendly squeeze-it tubes, won the National Tube Council's 2003 Tube of the Year Award?
Jiffy?
Jiffy is the wrong answer. It is Skippy.
Combined Jiff and Skippy.
Oh, right.
Both good brands.
Both
all right.
Good brands. I like them both.
Cliff, who kept searching for his long-lost shaker of salt?
Oh, was that Jimmy Buffet?
That was good old Buffet himself.
Wasted away again in Cliff and Kendallville. Kendall.
That's where we are.
You listen up.
I'm listening.
Kendall, what 70-year-old Disney hothead finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2004?
Disney hothead?
Yeah. He's one of the hottest heads around.
Mickey? I don't know. Who's a hothead? Who's a Disney hothead?
Oh, Kendall, I want to call and have them revoke your Disneyland pass for this. Donald Duck!
Oh, my God. Okay.
See, you said Mickey Mouse. I should have said Donald Duck.
My Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck.
Ugh.
I was actually thinking of a real person. That's why I was confused.
I'm so sorry.
I just said
sorry.
Mickey Mouse is a last-ditch effort.
To the memory of Walt Disney.
I know. They are. They're never going to let me in the park
they
again.
They never. You think if you go work in that same building, you're going to feel that cold ghost of Walt Disney again? No way.
I can feel him haunting my grave already. What kind of suit did the Hepcats wear in 1942?
They wore a... zoot suit.
Zoot suit. Yep. Zoot
yeah.
Suit rider.
Whoa. Wasn't that a terrible song?
That was wonderful. No, the song is terrible.
Get away from that. Kendall, what TV ad catchphrase prompted the response, "We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher"?
TV series, did you say?
What TV ad catchphrase?
Met Alert.
This was the catchphrase. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, what was the catchphrase?
That was it.
Oh, sorry.
That was it.
I'm sorry.
Am I over here doing anything? I've let my judgments go. I was listening during Get Happy several hours ago.
Sorry, I'm trying to get happy.
Get happy!
Would you please?
I'm sorry!
For the listener's benefit, if not for your own.
Cliff, what were the millions of kids wearing on their heads in 1955?
Durags.
No, 1955. David Crockett, they were wearing coonskin hats.
King of the Wild Frontier. Kendall, finally for me, what new soft drink did Entertainment Weekly sum up in 2002 as Liquid Smurf?
Kool-Aid.
Oh, no. It was the well-remembered Pepsi Blue.
I don't think I ever tried that.
Well, it was blue.
Did you try it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't remember 2002.
I don't remember 2016. Cliff,
I don't either. God, that's when
What coin did the first slot machine take?
Slot machine coin. They took an Indian head nickel.
It was a nickel.
A wooden nickel.
Just a nickel.
Just a nickel.
What coin?
All right, I thought it was a very specific nickel tight.
You know, I've usually got very specific questions.
I know. Oh, well, the police are leaving, so I guess God. Mr. Snodbot and Mrs. Potter better turn. They've talked them into going away.
Oh my goodness, dear. Oh. This was a terrible encounter.
Oh, what a terrible encounter.
Is everything okay?
Yes, everything is fine. And oh, there Charles is going over to shovel up behind that mule.
Mimi has been very understanding. Oh. She got us a change of clothes.
What a dear.
We cleaned us both up and everything's better down here. We just gotta keep our eye on Charles.
Oh, we've gotta do it, girl. We've gotta rehabilitate him this time.
Yes, dear. You know it's very important to all of us.
Well, I think we can get it going. I think we all have within us
the chutzpah.
Something that we can, you know.
As soon as the show is over, I'm going to come and help Charles as well. I'm going to help him do whatever he needs to do to fix the problems. I'm going to help out.
Well, he's shoveling up behind that mule right now.
Well, I'll help him with that too.
All right. Well, look at Kendall turning over.
See?
A positive new leaf.
This is wonderful news.
Look at how we've all grown and changed.
This is like a television special.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, dear. Oh, my.
You know, things will be back to normal soon.
I'm sure that they will. But until then, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and for listening to us. And I just want to say, I think of everybody in the whole wide world as a friend, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
I think so.
Stop by any time.
And so, you know, you hear someone say, so no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, you love life's DOA.
What is this song you're singing about?
Oh, dear, I don't know
hold on. Sounds like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for you.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Salt it up.